AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran's chosen a new supreme leader, hardline Ayatollah Mujtaba Khamenei, succeeding his late father. That, along with new strikes on regional oil infrastructure, signaling that Iran's digging in 10 days into the war launched by the U.S. and Israel. President Trump's latest assessment.
We took a little excursion because we felt we had to do that to get rid of some evil. And I think you'll see it's going to be a short-term excursion.
Oil prices spiked to nearly $120 per barrel before settling under 90. That helped produce a whiplash for stocks. The S&P flipped from 1.5% down in the morning to a gain of 0.8%. The Dow recovered to a gain of nearly 240 points, while the Nasdaq climbed 1.4%. Meanwhile, Sagar Meghani reports new footage is raising the likelihood that the U.S. struck an Iranian school with a blast that killed at least 165 people.
The few seconds of video circulated by Iran's semi-official Mehr news agency shows what the investigative group Bellingcat says is likely an American Tomahawk missile hitting a compound in Iran meters from the school. The group says that appears to contradict President Trump, who was asked Saturday if the U.S. hit the school.
No, in my opinion, based on what I've seen, that was done by Iran.
The AP interviewed experts who cited satellite image analysis in saying the school was probably struck during a quick succession of bombs dropped on the nearby compound. A U.S. official has told the AP the strike was likely American. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In New York City, a court complaint says two men who brought explosives to a weekend protest outside the mayor's mansion said they were inspired by the Islamic State group. The homemade devices failed to explode. Also in New York, the luxury real estate brokers, the Alexander brothers, plus a third brother, have been convicted of conspiring to drug and rape multiple women. This is AP News. Gethin Kulbaugh reports the NFL's free agency period opened today.
With a 52-hour legal tampering period ahead of the official start of the new league year Wednesday. Edge rusher Trey Hendrickson, six-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Mike Evans, and Super Bowl MVP Kenneth Walker III head the list of high-profile players who will be free to sign a contract with a new team. Quarterbacks Kirk Cousins and Kyler Murray also will be seeking new teams with their impending releases by their former teams. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
In updating, Kenneth Walker is joining the Kansas City Chiefs. Miami settled on Malik Willis for a reset at quarterback after releasing Tua Tagovailoa. Indianapolis is keeping its top free agent, receiver Alex Pierce, and two edge rushers on the move, Jalen Phillips leaving Philadelphia for Carolina, while Dallas added Rashawn Gary in a trade with Green Bay. The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.